Scripture reading, John chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Devotional. John the Baptist clearly knows who he is and who he is not. The clarity he has about his identity and his role positions him to bear a powerful witness to Jesus and his kingdom. When John the Baptist states three times that he is not the Messiah, it does not mean he thinks he is a nobody. He honestly believes, and so publicly affirms, that he is the one called a voice predicted by Isaiah to prepare the way of the Lord. Biblical scholar Frederick Dale Bruner writes, "It is almost as if he is saying, 'I don't know many things about myself and my calling, but I do know one thing. I was sent into history to bring people to a place where they would willingly be immersed in water to show their true repentance.'" Just as John the Baptist was clear, it is critically important that we assess and affirm the "I am" and the "I am not" of our own identity. This provides us with a healthy, clearly defined understanding of our gifts and limits. Consider author Frederick Buechner's contribution to this discernment process of gaining greater clarity about ourselves over time. There are all different kinds of voices calling you to all different kinds of work, and the problem is to find out which is the voice of God rather than of society. By and large, a good rule for finding out this: the kind of work God usually calls you to is the kind of work A, you most need to do, and B, that the world most needs to have done. The place God calls you to is the place your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. Then, as a result of hearing God's voice more clearly, we can move into the world more faithfully to bear witness to Jesus and his kingdom. Question to consider: what comes to mind when you consider where your deep gladness meets the world's deep hunger? Prayer. Father, so many people and voices are pulling me in different directions that it is hard to imagine enjoying the kind of clarity John the Baptist had about his life. Teach me to be better attuned to your voice, and lead me continually on the unique path you have laid out for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.